Anyway, I'm Patrick.
This is Will.
And I'm Chris. And we are Guys with Issues. Clearly. What was that?
It was very slow.
Patrick just said it slow, and I'm just like, I'm just going to do that too.
Boy, that would increase our runtime, wouldn't
it? I feel like that was like the start of an NPR radio show or something.
Thank you for joining NPR. Thank you for joining Guys with Issues, the podcast where we talk about issues of comic books. That sounds like an NPR.
It really does. We need to stop.
And today's comic is brought to you by DC. I was like, what did we read?
So normally in my notes, I put the title of the issues that we're reading.
Oh, like the story arc title.
Yeah. Yeah, I did not this time. I just wrote Bromance.
Bromance.
Yes, that's all.
Because it is, I was going to say 50% bromance.
It's more than 50% bromance. Are you kidding me?
It is. It's quite a bit more.
It's like 80 to 85% bromance.
Yeah, it kind of is, isn't it?
So pretty great, really.
We, as you faithful listener knows, we had to use one of our backlogs last week because we had a bunch of illness go through the podcast.
That was the issue last week.
That was the main issue. And so we postponed the end of Couples Month. But this is really a great ending to Couples Month.
It is.
Because we have a... I was going to say it's 50% bromance, 50% romance, right? But really, it's almost like 100% bromance. It's like 80 or 90%. Because you even get the lady bromance, or whatever you'd call that.
Right.
That have like
lady bromance.
I don't know what it'd be called.
Let that sink in for a second.
There's I don't know. Anyway.
A galmance?
They're gallivanting.
Gallivanting?
I don't know.
I have no idea what that's called. I'm sure somebody...
I'm sure there's a thing.
You know what? If you know...
Email us.
Email us at longbox@guyswithissues.com.
Yeah, we got a couple of emails about not stopping. And when I say a couple, I mean literally two.
Three.
No, hers didn't... Oh, I guess she did mention...
She did.
So we got three. We got one yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, because Heather sent... His ninja sister sent a picture of her being a ninja sister.
Which was amazing.
It is... Did you... Of course you didn't see it. Whatever. I look over to Will, like, asking if he looked, and I'm like, of course he didn't. What am I doing? Did you read the email that said, for Will's eyes only, from Christoph?
Hang on.
The answer is no.
No.
Will doesn't read emails unless he's in this room. So technically, Will has four or five emails to look at,
right?
Because they've been coming in.
Are we just gonna...
I think that's what he's doing.
Oh, okay.
We're just going to sit here and wait until he's done reading these emails.
Well, Patrick, do you have anything to talk about this week?
I went on a work trip that was
exhausting. I did read it. Thanks, Christoph.
But was it a good trip? You had a good trip.
It was a good trip. I had fun. We got a lot done, but boy, was it. It was
You
tiring.
Had long days.
I had long days.
Yeah, that's how work trips usually
go. Yeah, they are.
Very rarely do you have normal length days on a work trip.
Right.
Because you got to make sure crap gets done.
Right. And then you're also, it's not like you have anything else to do.
That's true. Because you're like, yeah, we could stay and keep working on this because then hopefully we cut a day out, which is what happened. You came home a day early.
Right.
How did that feel? That was probably nice, right?
Yeah, it was.
You had to actually show up for real work.
I know.
That sucks.
And it was nothing but busy.
Ooh.
It was busy work?
No, it wasn't busy work. It was
work
was
that was
just
busy.
Being busy the entire morning.
Yeah, it was coincidentally much busier than he normally is. Nonstop.
He had to push a lot of buttons.
Boop, boop. He had a captain's chair that had buttons today.
So I've also just heard some news.
Oh, live update.
My Batman love letter is considered a rare out-of-print game.
What?
Yes.
No.
My sister just sent me a text that said that.
And I don't own it.
Wow.
It's out of print. Sorry.
It doesn't matter. There's places you can still get out-of-print games for normal prices.
She then also sent me a message that says, also, I'm a ninja.
Wow, it's like she knew we were
recording. I know, right? It's
that
weird.
Was weird.
Because I didn't tell her.
That is actually really weird. We love you, Heather. And yes, your ninja self. Ninja vanish.
My sister is amazing.
Okay. I agree with that statement. Mm-hmm. I 100% agree that Heather is amazing.
Let's see here. Since the last time we recorded, did we talk about ISS Vanguard and how there's a crap ton of boxes that I have under my table?
I don't know if we did, but I played the tutorial and it is awesome.
No.
Spoilers, nobody who's listening is going to care, but the tutorial teaches you that you find a hidden Dyson sphere.
Ooh.
That is the size of a solar system.
That is a Dyson sphere, yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, I just wanted... It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be that big.
Yeah, right. You're right. It just has to cover a star.
But no, it's that big. Like...
That is... I don't know where they would have gotten all the material for that.
So. Well, the thing is like you crash land on it. That's the tutorial. And that's like how the game starts.
That's cool.
And I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah, and I gotta play that when I got some time.
Yeah, Christoph wants you to play it too with him.
Right. It's, well, technically, he wants to play with all of us.
I'm not sure it would work that well with four people.
I never said it would. I'm just saying that's what he told me.
Anyway.
Okay.
So that's cool.
So, went on a work trip, got ISS Vanguard, still haven't opened it. Well, I mean, I've opened it and looked, but...
And I've taken a box from you waiting for mine
to come in.
You've
taken two, haven't you?
I didn't take the book because I didn't see it. Did it not come in?
Everything I got's there. Maybe it's in one of those boxes?
I'm guessing it's shipped separately.
That could be.
Because I noticed that they're having pre-orders for it on some board game websites. So I'm guessing that they're shipping it like... Or maybe it wasn't part of the all-in. Maybe that hardcover... Maybe it was an actual, like, only by add-on
that
thing.
That could be.
Maybe. Who knows? Because anyway. It doesn't... I want it because it said it adds to the lore of the game. And after playing just the tutorial, I'm like, well, that sold me. I want to know. I want to know as much about this as possible.
Okay.
I loved it.
I probably didn't get it. I can look it up later.
Who knows?
That's fine.
Yeah.
What about you, Will? What's going on in your life?
Oh, you know.
You were nothing. Super sick.
I was real sick for quite a while.
Yeah, like at least a whole week, it seemed like. Yeah. Like,
but
I'm very sick.
Yes, I'm on the mend.
Yeah, he's not.
I'm not.
For those of you who are consistent listeners, you should know that Will only has water tonight. That is the level of mending he's going through.
Yes.
This is one of the only episodes since alcohol has been available that he has not had alcohol.
I know.
I believe the first one. No, not the first one. The fabled episode that.
We didn't have alcohol on that one.
We did not. That was technically the first one.
I don't think we had alcohol until like issue 3.
Until Will was like, forget this, I'm bringing
until
alcohol.
I said, listen, you guys need to start drinking to help.
Yeah, that's true.
And to help your conversational side because you just weren't used to being on the mic yet.
Right.
Now I don't think it would matter.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm still not used to being on the mic.
Mic jerk. Anyway. So besides being sick, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
No. What's that? Oh, wow.
We're not going back to the 90s. Wow. Come on.
I've been in the 90s a lot lately.
That's fair.
I've been jumping.
You've been jumping at the...
I was going to say that.
I've been jumping back and forth between Helldivers and Breath of the Wild because I never finished it.
So one to relax and one to sweat.
Yeah.
So, Helldivers to relax?
Yeah, 100%.
Of course. Right.
It's super laid back.
It's so
you can
relaxing.
Literally just go prone and crawl everywhere.
Killing those bugs.
You don't even have to kill anything. You just have to hide.
But how fun is it to do like
the... So therapeutic.
The jump. Like the double where you like, frog, and you can like shoot at the same time.
Like the Max Payne dive.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll do that even if they're far away, just for like the cinematic feeling. Just like have like the big machine gun. And
wait
like,
till you encounter chargers and realize the only way to survive is doing it.
Yes.
or bio.
That's
titans.
Not technically true, actually. If you see them charging fast enough, you can just run left or right, and
they will follow you. Depending,
but yes, though. I've gotten past them a few times that way.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean, they do have.
There have you found stalkers? They turn invisible.
Yes.
I do not like those.
I don't either.
I mean, Will, you need to play with us.
I'd play the, because they have the hunters that jump at you, and so I'd let them get close and jump at me and shoot them out of the air.
Dude, so, and Will, one thing you should know about Will is that he is incredibly good at shooting things in video games that are considered like the extra dudes. Like, if there's a boss.
Right.
Will's going to be like, it's okay. I'll make sure the room stays clear. Mm-hmm. You just damage the boss.
I already know this.
And Will is great at that. And Helldivers is basically a game filled with just those extra guys.
I know. I kill like 250, sometimes 300.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I feel like if we start playing with him, as we should.
We really need to.
We're going to be like, wow, Will, you killed 3/4 of everything. Right. Because that's how he is. But I'll be like, hey, wasn't it cool when I dropped that 500 kg bomb? Because I'm level 15 and I just unlocked some awesome stratagems like the orbital laser. That is bonkers.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. Patrick and I were cackling with fun.
We were.
And enjoyment when the one time we played recently. We played the first weekend it was out before it exploded. Because you got it because I said it was good. I got it the first weekend before the internet knew what they needed.
No, what happened was you were trying to convince me to buy it as I was downloading it.
That's what it was. Because you were like, it's downloaded.
And then you're like, hey, you need to play at least a couple things to get.
Yes.
To do the tutorial stuff. And then we didn't play it until that one time.
No, we've played twice. Haven't we played twice?
I really don't think so.
I'm almost positive we played twice.
I don't. Well. We only played a couple of missions or something.
I think we just did something really brief the first time because there wasn't a lot of time. But then we played together, and it changes the game, Will.
I know.
Especially when you accidentally airstrike your friends or shoot them in the head.
Since it's exploded, I've seen people online, they'll do like the big orbital strike, but they'll throw it down right next to them, and they go and they'll hug their friend.
Oh, that's not cool.
It was literally a stranger, like one guy just like match made.
Of course.
And he did it. And the other guy on the mic's like, man, what are you doing? And he goes and he hugs him. He's like, it's okay. This is the end. And
see, I don't like trolling randos like that. I've had some amazing random experiences, but in the game. I mean, I've probably had some pretty amazing random experiences in real life.
I mean, sure.
But Helldivers really is as good as what the internet is saying, though.
It is.
It's stupidly good, and it shows that a game that's made by a smaller studio but backed by a very large studio because they were backed by Sony can make some pretty incredible stuff.
It sounds like we're doing our part.
I'm doing my part. So what else have you been up to, or has that been the whole shebang lately? Like, when you get home in the evenings, if you're not sleeping, you're playing video games.
I try to stay up a little bit so I don't just immediately crash and, like, wake up at a weird time, because that happened, like, Monday when I got home from work. I just kind of, like, ate a little bit, got a little bit of water, and then just fell asleep. But that would have been, like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
For real?
Yeah, so I woke up at 11, and I'm like, well, I'm just going to be awake now.
Sure. Until like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you finally go back to sleep.
Yeah, but then I got to get up 2 hours later, so that was a mistake.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
That's when you call off work. You're like, you know what, I'm sick.
Really?
But the thing is, that was my first day back from being sick.
That was your first day back?
Monday, yeah. I was off 4 days last week.
Yeah, you missed a ton of work.
Yeah, I had some vacation days, and the place I work at, they're
that's
not...
That's why we didn't record.
Yeah, the place I work at, they're very lenient towards that kind of stuff, especially because lots and lots of people have been sick.
Nice.
No, it's not. I'm like... Anyway...
Anyway. Chris and I switched places.
Yeah, it seems like it. But you're feeling better, and yeah. You're playing your games.
Playing games, just trying to...
Mend. Helldivers has brought me back into gaming. I hadn't really played a game consistently in a long time.
Yeah.
But it is really fun, even to just play like a mission or two.
You know, Will, before you asked Christopher if we were recording tonight...
Patrick asked me if we were recording.
We were thinking about playing Helldivers this evening.
That's true. We could still do that when we finish.
Yeah, when we're done.
I wouldn't mind. You don't work tomorrow, and I usually don't go to bed till 9:30 or 10.
Right.
You want to play tonight?
Yes.
Yeah. You want to play tonight?
Oh, we'll see.
he's like, no, I'm going to bed.
Well, anyway. So, Chris.
I don't have anything to report.
All right. Great.
Not really. We talked about Helldivers.
No.
And other than that, my life's been pretty normal. Oh, wait. I have a movie to talk about.
Oh.
Batman and the Ninja Turtles.
Look, I'm going to be honest. The animated
series. What?
I thought you were going to bring up Starship Troopers.
Oh, okay.
No, you don't have to.
No, wait. I was just,
when
just
you were like,
say
there's
this.
A movie.
My wife doesn't listen to the podcast anymore.
Oh.
I did watch, I rented Starship Troopers, or what did we...
Star Trip Troopers?
That's what it was, the one time you said it.
Yeah.
But we watched that together because she had never seen it, and I wanted her to get why all the Helldivers stuff,
sure.
Like I was making references when I would play and things like that. And so I showed it to her, and she was like, yeah, I enjoyed watching that movie with you. I don't really like it. And Patrick and I both agree that you shouldn't really like the movie. Like, you can appreciate it. You can like how it's done. It does hold up incredibly well for being as old as it is.
It really does.
The special effects hold up way better than what you'd expect from it.
Right.
And it does capture a lot of... Now, it is intentionally... It's like hyper-violent, but it's an intentional direction choice. It's not just like, let's make a violent movie. It goes along with the commentary of the movie. But, I introduced my wife to Starship Troopers because with me playing Helldivers, I needed her to understand...
Why you were yelling, I'm doing my part!
Yes, yeah. Or like, the only good bug's a bad bug, and things like that. So, also, it's Starship...
Could also, when you're fighting the automatons, you could also be like, the only good bot's a dead bot.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. We're going to have to start doing that. Anyway,
we are. So, speaking of the bots, there was a defensive thing that you were supposed to save Malevolon Creek. We've talked about this.
We have talked about this.
And the community lost. We lost a planet in Helldivers. And the YouTube community and internet has created this hilarious joint effort to be like, remember Malevolon Creek, as kind of a rally against the automatons, which is hilarious. You have to appreciate people for doing things like that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I watched the animated movie Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
It came out like 4 or 5 years ago or something like that. Can't believe I never watched it. I've read the comics that they're kind of based around. And I was like, you know what? It was on sale, too, on Amazon Prime. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch this. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to watch it with my kids. And we did. I think I might have made popcorn. And it is stupidly good. I'm not exaggerating. This movie's fight choreography and, like, how they play out the Ninja Turtle stuff with Shredder and... different, like Shredder versus Batman, and then like they mutate Arkham and they do all this stuff. Super cool, dude. And like Ra's al Ghul's in it and is one of the villains, and it is just a phenomenal animated movie. It does have a few parts that I'm like, oh, that's not really kid friendly. But my kids liked it and I loved it. I loved it. And it's Ninja Turtles and Batman, and I cannot believe it took me years to finally watch it. But I'm going to tell you right now, 100% five-star Patrick rated. Like I'm saying, like according to your rating scale.
Right.
100%. This is a I would suggest this to anyone to watch. Anybody who likes Batman at all, anybody who likes Ninja Turtles, so good. Watching the first fight between Batman and the Ninja Turtles, hilarious. So funny.
Why do I feel like I've watched this movie?
Have you seen it?
I think I might have.
I don't think it streams on anything. Where did you see it? Or it like might have like years ago. You might have watched it. How weird would that be? That'd be like when he was talking about like the the Super Friends. And I was like, oh, wow, weird. Every time Will ends up knowing more about DC than me, we all go, just what?
Gets shocked.
It's just weird. It's just weird. If you've watched it, do you remember it being awesome?
I think so. I need to see about watching it.
It is so good. Anyway. The three of us should watch it together. No question. 100% movie night. I own it now. So I bought it because it was like on sale. I think to rent it, it was like $3.99, and to buy it was like on sale for like $6.99 or something.
Right.
So I was like, well, I'm buying it
anyway,
and I would watch it many times over.
Well, that's wonderful. But I think we have a bromance to talk about.
See, you guys think that I lead the podcast, but I've pointed out to Patrick that he's kind of taken over trying to lead, which is fine.
I'm trying to get those numbers down.
The time, episode time for Christoph.
Right.
Because Christoph doesn't like to sit through an episode that goes over an hour and 20.
Right, because he has to wait 2 days to finish it instead of just one.
Yeah, he likes it to be in a single day.
Right.
So, yeah, we should try to maintain that. But I had to hype up the movie I watched. It was so good. Fine. It was so good. Yeah. Go ahead, synopsis, man.
All right, synopsis, Will, doing his thing.
Don't you usually talk about it a little bit first?
Here's the thing.
It's two issues.
We're going to cover the whole
talking about it a little bit. Synopsis
might cover the whole
thing. That's fair.
Right?
Nice.
I was hoping he was going to do it.
Me too.
Yes. Batman and Superman are both facing mounting pressure from a force they can't possibly challenge. Women nagging. When Batman gets engaged to Catwoman and doesn't call Superman about it, they enter in a little bit of a tiff. Lois and Catwoman turn up the heat on their partners in order to bring this super friendship standoff to an end. Before either of them can make a move, they conveniently bump into each other on their way to beat down the same villain, which is probably the most ordinary dude move we have ever seen in comics.
He's not wrong.
Now we're mad. Post-villain butt-kicking, they decide to go out for a double date to the fair in order for everyone to get to know each other. Sorry. And hash things out. Will it go as planned, or will they strike out? Find out today on Guys with Issues.
You know, it's hilarious. Shame that it wasn't a circus that they went to.
It would have been less interactive, though.
I mean, it depends on how Robin set it up.
Oh, like Dick Grayson's, like it was Haley's circus.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That way, like the circus is in town, and he's like, Dick can get us in for free. And they're like, dude, you're a billionaire. Right.
Yeah. That should have happened.
Oh, so right off the bat, to kick things off the way it should be. What'd you think, Pat? Did you like it? Yay, nay?
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah. Did you laugh out loud as much as I said I did?
I did laugh out loud. I don't think it was as much as you did.
But. No, I was like cackling a few times. What about you, Will?
I did. I had a schmirk. I had a schmirk on my face the whole time I was reading it.
I really feel like we need to rate it out of schmirks now.
Rate it out of schmirks? How many schmirks did it give you?
Corn dogs.
Oh, well, we'll get to that later.
Yeah. Wow. And this is the end.
We're done. We're going to rate it.
It was two issues.
Call it
good. We said it made us laugh. Okay. 5.55. It's fine. So what'd you think? Like, as Will already pointed out, he pretty much covered the whole shebang.
He did.
It is literally, we read two issues. The first one is about the fact that Batman and Catwoman have become engaged, but Batman did not call Clark, who Catwoman looks at as his best pal.
Right. Because he is.
And Clark knows that Batman got engaged, And Lois is like, why haven't you called him to congratulate him? And he's like, well, if he wanted to call me, he'd call me.
Right.
And he's being, you know, and they're both putting off calling each other about the engagement. And they both have excuses, poor excuses. And both of their significant others are constantly nagging them about calling each other. That's the first comic we read.
Yes.
I mean, there were some, and like, intricacies, though, because they had this weird, like, not weird, this cool, like, they were mirroring each other.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the panels.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Oh, yeah, it was incredibly well done.
It was.
So this, okay, this is part, I feel like I should admit, because we talk about whether we read the same amount, or we've read more or less, or whatever. Well, I guess we've never read less, but we hypothesized what would happen if we read less. So... this is part of Tom King's Batman run in Rebirth. And I have read all, there's probably about 100 issues if you count the tie-ins, of this run. I've read it. I read the whole shebang. I skipped these when I was reading them. Of the main 85 issues, I skipped these two because I knew we were planning on doing them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to save my reaction and my thoughts for when we do it for the podcast. So I skipped these two. I read all 85 issues, but not really. I read 83, went back. And so knowing the bigger picture, knowing the stuff with Batman and Catwoman and seeing the proposal and seeing all of their interactions and things like that, I probably have a bit more of like the wider view of the whole shebang. But these did so good at making it so you could just pick it up and read it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
So good.
Yep. I agree.
But ultimately, they get engaged finally, and that's the conflict. They didn't talk. And then the second issue, because of an amazing moment when they both come out of an elevator at the same time.
Yes.
Oh. Can we just acknowledge that it's hilarious that Clark is like, well, when Batman looks at Superman and goes... You took the elevator? And he goes, well, I didn't want to break a window.
How funny is that? It's like they're like, I'm not calling him. Oh, well, no, I'm not going to call him. He's got to call me. And they're just like, really, bro? You can fly and you just took the elevator?
Dude, that part was so funny. That was funny.
Like awkward silence. And then Lois and Catwoman were like, hi, nice to meet you. Like they were super friendly, like right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Right. Oh yeah. Right off the.
Lois is like, I'm Lois Lane.
Yeah.
You're like... Catwoman. Oh yeah. Like totally, 100%. I didn't take any notes for this.
Well, I didn't either.
But I feel like I should have, because there are so many parts that I loved in it.
I took notes.
But then they go on a double date to a carnival.
Right.
Mm-hmm. To a fair. And you have a hilarious moment of them going, it's superhero night at the fair.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, guess what? You have to be dressed as a superhero to get in. And they're like, oh, crap. Well, I guess we aren't going to the fair. And then who is it Catwoman? Is it Lois? It's Catwoman,
isn't
it?
I think it's Catwoman.
I think it is.
She's like, Selena's like, you know.
We have costumes.
We have costumes. And they're like, we can't wear our costumes. And they're like, we could switch costumes. Jeez. And Batman's just like, no. And then, so they end up going, Bruce goes in as Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And Clark goes in as Batman. Mm-hmm. And Lois dresses as Catwoman. And Catwoman takes Lois's dress. And she is a civilian. And gets her way in, meowing her way in, but then it's just them, and then for the rest of the comic you basically have Superman and Batman arguing to themselves and each other about if Batman could hit a ball pitched by Superman. That's basically the whole comic.
That is basically the whole
and
comic.
Then Selina and Lois become like BFFs.
Right.
They just get drunk, they have a flask, they get drunk together and are basically like, you're awesome. Right. That's basically the whole comic we read. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's right. Like, so overall, what did you have any parts you wanted to? That's like the whole thing.
Yeah, I liked when they were walking by the thing where you swing the hammer and hit the bell.
And Superman's like, I could, Superman's. Do you want one of those?
No, somebody was, I think it was one of the ladies asked if he could do that for him. He's like, I'm not doing that.
Well, it's like, he's like, oh, I gotta hold it back, right?
Right.
Like,
which I thought was hilarious.
Because you know that he's like, oh, yeah, see, because Lois says, I don't need it. And he's like, but Lois, you'd like it. And he's like, I could just, he's like,
but yeah,
if you want, I could just like do it. And she's like, no, it's okay.
Yeah, that was funny. I like that part. That's a good part.
It is good. That's good. Because he's always like that homegrown boy, like right. Throughout the whole thing. All of his interactions are like that very innocent, like, well, if you know, I could do that.
Right. I also liked in the first issue where they were just talking about how much they appreciated and respected each other.
Batman and Superman?
Yeah, while yes. They were refusing to call each other.
Yeah, like each one sees the other one as the paragon of who they see as being like the best man. Like Clark's like, no, Bruce is a better man than me. He had to deal with all this trauma and look at what he's done with his life.
Right.
And Bruce is like, I'm a broken guy that has all this trauma. Clark's this amazing individual. Look at what he's done with his life. He's the best man I know. Right. It's true. It is like the ultimate bromance. Really it is. Like they both see each other as like these perfect ideals.
Yep.
Almost. Yeah. Mm. What about you, Will? No. You got anything to talk about?
I mean, those... I noticed there was a lot of like dangling sentences in their writing, like that part where he's like, I could just, you know, like, right. It just didn't, which wasn't aggravating, but it like, as so much as I thought it would be, because then you could just like fill in the blank yourself and like it added a little bit of like, you know, lighthearted playfulness.
So
to the whole
Tom King. So after reading his whole Batman run, I'm going to tell you right now, I think we should read it. I think we should do it. I think you guys would really enjoy it. I'm also going to tell you, sometimes when he writes people, it's like he writes them as what he thinks people are like, but they're more like, it's like, this is what a robot thinks people sound like.
So is I don't know. Tom King an AI?
No, but he is an ex-CIA operative, so I don't know how that plays into things.
He was programmed to believe this is how people act.
Sometimes his writing for dialogue it can be pretty hit or miss. I'll tell you that in the perspective of having read his whole run. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I love this. It's so good. And then sometimes I'm like, the plotting is good. The writing can be kind of hit or miss. But anyway.
Anyway.
That was one of my opinions of how he writes dialogue.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Anything else?
This is super short. So
no, yeah, there's just
not a lot to it.
We also read it. Like I read it weeks ago,
a week ago. Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's kind of like, okay, I don't remember some of the things I had planned on talking about. Because
I even reread it.
It's been a while.
Last night, because I'm like, it was really short, and I can't exactly remember 100% of what was going on.
I was busy driving last night.
I also like how Lois so, like, she really grounds Clark sometimes. Like, yeah,
she does.
It's amazing. Their dynamic is so good. It's so good. But anyway, okay, so are we just jumping in? Structure time?
Sure, let's do it.
Structure time.
Let's do it.
Okay. So, favorite scene.
Okay, my favorite scene. was when that purse snatcher snatched the purse.
I was hoping this would get brought up.
That was my favorite. Because Selina and Lois just looked at each other like, man, he picked the wrong.
Because they steal her purse.
They literally bust up laughing. It was like yes, the best part.
They did. They bunched up laughing.
And I love that Bruce looks at Clark. And he's like, how far is he? And Clark gives him like an exact distance. And Superman, Bruce is dressed as Superman at that point.
Right.
But Bruce throws the ball because the dude throws batarangs all the time.
All the time.
And just nails the purse snatcher because Clark, it's basically a sniper spotter setup, right?
Basically. Like
Clark gives him the distance and right. Bruce nails it.
It was great.
That was a great part.
Yes.
That was a great part.
That was my favorite one.
Yeah. Oh, man, there are so many great parts in this.
There really are.
The whole... Okay, it's two issues, but, like, there are so many parts you could pick. So many parts.
Right. Mm.
What about you? Do you have a favorite part?
Well, that was a really good one. But to highlight kind of the bromance, there's the scene when it's, like, the panels just keep alternating between, like, Bruce and Clark's conversation and it's Selena and...
Right. That was more in the first one, right?
No, yeah. Like, at the end when it's, like, just their faces.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's kind of like a semi-colorful background. They're kind of like, there's two conversations happening at the same time.
Okay, I know. Which
are. And then there's a part where it's Bruce and Clark talking, and Bruce says, I don't have anything to model this off of. I'm just kind of bumbling around in the dark. And then Clark's response was like, well, if I know anything about you, you're pretty good in the dark.
Right?
I'm like, oh, that's a pretty good line.
That was a good line.
That was a really good line. I forgot about that. That was an excellent line. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good choice.
Yeah.
But again, so many good parts. So many. Yeah.
Like the S stands for hope, or hope, and the bat stands for
and
bat.
And he's like, the bat stands for a bat. And then later she's like, did you tell him the bat stands for a bat? And he's like, yep. When they switch costumes.
So good.
Also, when they switch okay, before I say my favorite part, since we haven't said it, what's funny is when Selena brings up them switching, she's like, you know, and Batman's just like, no. And then they're like, you know, we could, and he's like, no.
No.
Like, several times. He's just constantly like, no. And then she's like, he really loves the idea. Don't let him fool you. Because she does that to him like three times. She's right. Like, oh, he loved it. He has so much fun. Don't let him lie to you. That was hilarious.
It was.
That she was always telling them. So I just read Sense and Sensibility, and there is literally a character in that that's always saying that, like, for her husband, who he is clearly, like, not interested in anything going on or, like, the people around. And she'll be like, he loved having you over. We should, he wants to have you back. Yeah, totally not. Yeah. My favorite part, what is my favorite part? Okay, I'm going to pick a really minor part because it made me laugh out loud. Runner-up, I would say, is the part at the elevator.
I know what your favorite part is, but go on.
No, you don't.
I know, but I'll tell you what I'm thinking right now after you say it.
Okay. Because this made me laugh out loud because of how the juxtaposition was. And again, to be honest, if I was going to say my favorite part, I would just say both of them. Whole thing. No question. Right. There wasn't a part I didn't enjoy. I laughed out loud so much that my wife came out of the bedroom when she was getting ready for work and said, what are you doing? Because I was having so much fun reading these. But my runner-up, I'm going to say, is the part at the elevator when they're both talking about like the kind of men they are. And then they come out and he's like, what? Right. You're in an elevator? And like they came through the shaft and he's like... They're coming out of the elevator. I think that's hilarious. I laughed out loud. And then they're like, I'm Lois. Mm-hmm. You know, you must be Catwoman. That made really me laugh part. Out loud. Mm-hmm. That was so well scripted. But I loved, this is going to throw you off. If you guess this, I don't even know who we are as friends.
The best.
This isn't your guess.
Okay.
I love the tunnel of love part.
Oh, no, this is not my guess.
That made me laugh out loud because Clark comes out. It's just Lois and Clark coming out of the tunnel of love. And he's like, arm around her. He's like, that was really nice. Like after they get out of the dark. And Selena and Bruce come out and she is on his lap still making out with him. And I laughed so hard at that because Clark was like, oh, that was nice, Lois. And just that good old farm boy. And right. then Bruce and Selena are still making out outside of the dark.
Sure.
It was so funny. That was so funny to me. What part did you think I was going to say?
I thought you were
the baseball part.
Exactly.
So, yeah, the only part we haven't really talked about is the end.
Are we talking about the end? Okay. So
for the longest time, like they go to a batting cage or something. They're like, this machine doesn't like pitch fast enough. Always because it's Batman and Superman, right?
Obviously.
And it was, I'd say my runner up was when like Superman's like, he doesn't realize how fast I can throw that ball, right? And Batman's like, well, he can't, like, this is kind of, and I think he was thinking to himself or just talking to Selena. He's like, technically, if he throws it as hard as he can, it'll just disintegrate. It'll disintegrate. And that's not considered a strike.
No, they were both. So they so argue, like, they like passively argue with each other at the batting cage.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah.
And then they continue to justify their reasoning with their significant others who were not a part of the original discussion.
Which is also a dude thing. It's like two dudes fighting. And then he goes back to their wife or girlfriend and be like, yo, bro, I could have totally done this. And she's like, mm-hmm.
That's literally what it was.
Right.
But no, I did think it was funny when Clark was like, I could throw it so fast he couldn't even see it. And and then, like you said, Batman's like, if at a certain speed, the ball begins to fall apart or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And then he's like, that doesn't count.
So he has to hold back enough where he throws it fast, but not so fast. And so if I do it just right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Clark is like, it's impossible. It's impossible. He's like, Martian Manhunter can't hit the ball. Because he says John, I think, is what he says.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's a hilarious part. And then at the end, for those of you who didn't read it, they do it. Mm-hmm. Clark pitches.
I think Batman. They go to a baseball.
They go to an actual diamond.
Yeah.
And Batman hits the ball.
Of course he hits
which
the ball.
Batman.
Batman is over there.
Patrick was not a big fan of. Because he thought it was kind of ridiculous.
I just rolled my... It is ridiculous.
You rolled your eyes.
It's 100% ridiculous.
But, and I said, it's because it's Batman's title comic. It's his comic, right. So he's going to hit the ball.
Well, you know? What you said was, it just goes back to what Stan Lee said.
Stan Lee says, who wins in a fight is who the writer decides for that story.
Fight. Yeah.
Yes. So, 100%. 100%. So, and it's Batman's comic. So, Batman's going to hit the ball.
Sure.
It is ridiculous. I rolled my eyes too. I want it to be known, for as much as I like Batman, I did roll my eyes.
That's good.
But I still liked it.
I liked it too.
But I still rolled my eyes. Did you have a favorite character?
No. No.
They were all equal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were all
good. It was really good.
That's the hard part of like something short and especially something short and sweet. Really good.
Yeah.
You know, is that.
So do you have that opinion too? You don't have a favorite?
Yeah, let's just say Batman for
just a mix it up a bit.
If you have to pick one,
he's had to pick one.
It's those lingering feelings of Azrael.
Yeah, I just imagine that ball is his face.
You're like, oh, he hit Azrael, and we're like, when did he hit Azrael with the bat? Oh,
with the bat.
I would say that they all four were done incredibly well. I'm just biased towards Catwoman. I'm always a big fan of Selina when she's, especially after reading the series. I love Kat. So, so I'm gonna go ahead and pick her just as a character. But I agree with Patrick. They're all good. Yeah. They're super good in this.
In these two issues.
Lois has some amazing moments.
Of course.
And Lois and Selina together, when they are drunk talking.
Right.
So funny.
That was great.
That is almost the best part. That could almost be the best part of the comic. I could see people saying that they easily like that the best. Did you have a least favorite part?
When Batman hit the baseball.
No.
I mean, really, and that didn't really bother me. I just rolled my eyes.
But ultimately, that was the one part that you're like, man.
If you had to really justify it, it's like, okay, maybe it was... Clark's way of being like, let's just let bygones be bygones.
It's possible.
About the whole like calling each other thing, not telling me. This is my way of forgiveness. I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to throw the ball and I'm going to hold back enough to where Bruce can hit it.
So you're saying after they argued, you think that maybe he gave him that pitch?
Yeah. To be like,
I don't know if I like that.
I'm going to let you win.
No, but that is a Superman thing to do.
I'm going to let you win to make you feel better. And like, you know, you just got engaged. We have a good time. Let's just, you know.
By the way, there is an issue that is the bachelorette party before the wedding and the bachelor party. And Clark comes over to Wayne Manor with Bruce. And it's so like boring and dry. Then they like Alfred serves them dinner. They play chess and stuff. And the girls go to the Fortress of Solitude and get into all kinds of stuff that they're not supposed to be. It's an amazing issue. It's so dumb. Some of the parts in it are so dumb, but it's hilarious, by the way.
Yeah.
Just that, sorry, I had to share that because Clark 100% wouldn't do that. No, you're right. You're probably right. Batman didn't hit the ball. Clark let him. Dang it. I don't like that. I don't know. Patrick likes that better. I can see it in his eyes.
Oh, before I forget, there was one other thing I wanted to bring up. Did you guys notice where, like, not only were, like, the, when they're doing the whole mirroring each other thing, like, Bruce and Lois were kind of the same, and then Catwoman and Clark were kind of the same, because at one point, like, Selina, Catwoman, is like, yeah, he catches me when I fall.
Then
Clark says the same thing about Lois.
Mm-hmm.
And there's there's several other moments that I can think of where, you know, Catwoman says something that Superman mirrors, but then Bruce says something that, you know,
yes,
Lois also.
Again, I think that was really well done. I like that a lot.
Where it's like they kind of complete each other, like the bros and then also the ladies. Mm-hmm.
Since the pros are opposite, they complete each other too.
Yeah, because
There's another comic series called Superman Batman that was done by Ed McGuinness, and it also has a phenomenal part where Batman and Superman have like your least favorite thought boxes.
Oh God, yeah.
But they're thinking about why they think each other is like the best. It's a really good thing. But anyway, okay. Did you have a least favorite part?
No.
No?
No.
What about you,
Wait,
Will?
Did you say
what?
Least favorite
part? Least favorite part. Yeah, not a person, the, part. Parts
was,
first.
It was the
Oh, did we thing. Already go through that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His
well,
was
I
baseball.
Did. I don't think you two did.
Oh, that's right.
Talking about, I remember that one thing.
Will's discussion threw me off.
I know. Weird tangent.
Did you have a least favorite? Oh, it's because he talked about the baseball thing.
Right.
That's what it was. Totally threw me off. That's what it was. So did you have a least favorite part?
I don't.
No? You enjoyed it thoroughly throughout it was all equal. I have a least favorite part. I know that's going to surprise you guys. But there was something that I did not like.
Okay.
Two things.
Go for it.
They're similar. I do not like when Catwoman meows at the guy.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
I don't like that. She meows a lot in Tom King's run. And I don't... That's not always a Catwoman thing. That's just something that he felt should be a Catwoman thing. I wasn't a big fan of her meowing at the guy at the gate to get in.
But...
And I get that she was trying to be sexy and seductive and all that. But meowing at people, like, I don't care how sexy you are. If you meow at somebody, they're going to be like, this person's effing crazy. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's just
he's like, well.
But his face tells me he was getting hot under the collar, is what the art told me.
Probably.
So anyway, not a fan of that. But as an equal not a fan of, I am not a huge fan of when he had them, including at the baseball moment.
Mm-hmm.
When he has them say, like, their catchphrases.
Oh, yeah.
When you know, as a joke, when they switch suits, he's like, up and away, you know? And he's like, I am the knight or whatever. Mm-hmm. I am the knight. Is that what it is?
Probably, yeah.
And then when they're going to do the baseball pitch, Superman's, like, handling the ball. And he's like, up and away. And then Batman digs into the plate and goes, I am the knight. No. No, that is dumb. I did not like that. That was the Catwoman meow and the catchphrase speaking.
The catchphrase one, I can kind of get behind. But the meowing thing...
he's defending my favorite character, so whatever.
It was the setup for a punchline. Because later on, when it's the two girls drunk talking... Selina says to Lois something about, oh, if I meet my maker and go up there, I don't know how I'm going to get into heaven. And Lois is like, oh, I know how you're going to get in there. She's like, how? Just meow.
And she said meow, right?
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
It was a punchline setup. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
So I was blinded to that setup because I have seen her meow so many times in 85 issues. She's gone for like 20 issues.
I thought it was weird too. I'm like, oh, we're just going to keep reading. And then they said that punchline. I'm like, oh, that's funny because she meowed at the gate to get in.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I can forgive that then because it was a setup for a joke later. My brain didn't think about that because like I said, she meows way too much in the series. There are times where it's okay, but there are times where I'm like, come on. It's one of my least favorite Tom King dialogue things is the meow. So punchlines or not punchlines.
Setup.
No. Catchphrases or whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
And meows. Those are my least favorite.
Right.
Did you have a least favorite person? The guy at the gate.
There you go.
The awkward guy.
The awkward guy at the gate. It's like, you know what? I'm just going to let this crazy woman in. No, I don't. I really didn't have a least favorite person.
No. No. And there were no throwaway ones really either. What about you, Will? Same.
Because really it was just about the four of them.
It was.
You have very few, like the villain in the beginning. They didn't really ever go into that.
No, it's so written it's like, very well to be the focus of the four.
Yeah. So it's like you can't love them and hate them at the same time. I mean, you can, but we don't.
No. Right. No. I would agree. There really isn't a place for a least favorite character in this because ultimately on this, those four are almost the only characters the whole time. Mm-hmm. There are some really minor people that are around, but it's minimal. You guys have anything else you want to talk about that we didn't cover? Anything? Any moments? I think it's funny that... So I did have one thing. In the opening scene, when Clark is stopping the train, I like how sometimes he's like, I have to go. Like, that's part of their relationship, right? Is that Lois understands that he has to go do heroic deeds. But she's on the phone, and he's talking to her during this crashing, this, like, train. And first off, I was like, there is no way she would hear him over the crashing sounds of a train.
Nope.
And I almost wished, I get that she has to be on the phone to hear him, but part of me was like, how funny would it be if she was just talking and he was listening? Like, just... Because he can hear everything, right? But anyway, I was just like, this is dumb. Also, talking on the phone during a train crash.
I don't know what you're talking about. That has to be Wayne Tech in there. It's probably Wayne Tech. A perfect phone.
Mm. Yeah, it silences all background noise.
All background noise. Every last background noise.
But I was just like, of all the things to be talking on the phone during, you're going to say the screeching of stopping a train makes it so you can be on the phone.
No, that's fair.
But that was just silly. Like, this is one of those things where it was fun enough to read that you can nitpick, but I was just like, silly stuff. Silly stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
But no, this was great for couples month, though, because you have Superman and Batman as a bromance. You have their significant others, which are amazing pairs in this and in general, right? And then you also have the budding friendship of Lois and Selina. Right. It was like, this was the perfect way to end this shebang. Mm-hmm. I went out on a limb hearing, I had read that this was absolutely great. So I was like, let's do it. I hadn't read it.
Right.
So it was fun to read something new together that ended up being that way. But anyway.
Anywho.
Are we rating out of corn dogs?
That's fine with me.
They do eat corn dogs. You seem adamant
about rating out of corn dogs. So.
I like how Batman... So you don't see... There are other issues where it shows him kicking down trees in his training. Yeah. And he's like... So then when she tells him to eat a corn dog, he's like, oh, I'm going to have to kick so many trees. Or and they're like, what?
Superman was... He said, I kicked down a tree once in my training, and I felt so bad, I had to go plant 800 saplings.
Yes.
That was funny. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was another good one.
But that was the corn dog part.
I saw him eating corn dogs, and the first thought in my head is we could rate them out of corn dogs.
Sure, let's rate them out of corn dogs.
Sure. Not pitched baseballs, because that was the worst part.
That was the worst part.
And we love corn dogs. Do you guys like corn dogs?
Yeah.
This coming year, they have the Corn Dog Festival in Bristol.
Yeah, that'll be the second year that I've gone to it.
Yeah. He went last year.
I went last year.
Didn't we talk about it on the podcast?
Yeah. Oh, well, never mind.
You don't listen. It's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
My wife loves corn dogs, as anybody who's listened from the early days would know from that discussion of when you went. My wife loves corn dogs. Big fan. So anyway, out of corn dogs, Patrick, how many corn dogs?
I'm going to give it 5 corn dogs with mustard.
Ooh, that's even better. Mm-hmm. Is that how you eat your corn dogs, Will, with mustard?
Yeah,
like any sane human. My wife uses ketchup.
Spicy mustard.
Mm. Ooh, spicy mustard. Mm. Man, I wasn't going to have dinner outside of the beer I drank. But now I kind of want corn dogs. Maybe I'll pick some up on the way home. Will.
5.
I'm not surprised. Like I said, it's going to be all 5.
Right.
It's too fun to read.
It was a lot of fun to read.
And anybody could read it.
Right.
Like, you get the premise.
Yeah.
It's relational. Anybody who's ever had any form of relationship or even friendships, you get it.
Right.
So, yes, mine's 5-2. Big surprise. Well, mouthful of mustard.
5-2. Wow.
Yeah. Just had to add that point two on the end there.
Oh, jeez. 5.2 minus 5.2. What would a 0.2 corn dog?
Not enough.
Anyway, that is nonsensical. So, for those of you who have read along, we all suggest you check this one out. This is 2 comics, super easy to read.
You don't have to read anything before it. It's numbers 36 and 37.
Yep, of Batman in the Tom King run.
Yes.
Yeah.
You will laugh out loud at least once.
It's pretty good.
No question. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a part where you are going to chuckle.
Okay.
Or, in my case, just have a big old smirk.
Yeah, or smirk.
So is that the podcast?
Yeah, I guess we should update people since we said this could be our last live episode, right?
Yeah.
And that the podcast is ending. And then I was trying to convince these two to continue it without me. And then they were like...
We were convinced.
Listen.
We were.
They were like, we'll do it. But what would it take? So then...
Well, to be clear...
I feel like you're the one who asked what it would take.
You told us you were thinking about what it would take.
I've been trying to decide what it would take for me to stay on. And really, I don't know. But we're going to keep it going with all 3 of us. So, Lorena, you can celebrate. We know Lorena's like, yay, right now. And so, we'll keep it going for now as all 3. That might change. It might just be these 2 hooligans, these great gentlemen who could easily go without me. But we're gonna do something. We're going to go back to reading a saga, a bigger series, whatever. And we talked about it early on that we were interested in trying to do the Green Lantern series, and we decided to do that. So starting next week, we're going to read the first half of Green Lantern Rebirth. And for those of you who have access to the Green Lantern Blu-ray, I would suggest reading or watching the special feature, History of Green Lantern first, because that's what got me into Green Lantern. That's what made me pick up Rebirth, and I was sold and enjoyed this whole run. And so now these guys want to go through it and check it out. And if we decide, if you guys are like, I'm done with this, then we're done with it, whatever. But I know the read list. I have it organized already.
I have it memorized.
Our friend Gunner from the Call Guys, who is guest starred on here, has all of my Green Lantern because he started reading the whole series.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to tell him he has to give it back.
There you go.
So we're going to start the Green Lantern Saga by Geoff Johns, starting with Green Lantern Rebirth. Not to be confused with the Rebirth line. Oh, that's kind of confusing because DC did their whole 2015-2016 Rebirth line. This is not that. This is literally called Green Lantern Rebirth.
Yeah.
So, and like the Green Lantern we read before that had Parallax, that is actually going to play a huge part in this.
Cool.
So,
believe yeah. we read, what was it, the Emerald City?
It was Emerald Twilight.
Emerald Twilight.
Emerald Twilight. So, and that is a huge, huge part of what kicks this off in a way. But so for now, you still get to have all of us, and we're going to do an ongoing thing to switch it up until we decide to not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's March and we're doing Green Lantern, completely coincidental.
Yeah.
Says you.
Yeah. We're not in the mood for Saint Patrick. Boom, boom, boom. He's like, it has to be green all month.
Yeah, I got to repaint the house. It's just going to be a pain.
Yeah. Every room.
No, I meant the outside.
I know. I knew what you meant.
Oh.
But then I was adding on
You work. Were adding on more I work. Was giving. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Which is more paint, which is more cost. Just trying to spend your money even more.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just not going to do any of that.
Oh, shucks. It was over before it started. Anyway. Died you guys have soon. Anything else to say?
I might. If nobody else has anything else to say.
I don't.
Well, why don't you start that jig?
Well, then I'm Patrick.
This is Will.
And I'm Chris. And we are Guys With Issues.
Man, I should have did that slow too.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Dang.
Maybe next
too
time.
Too late. You can catch Guys With Issues wherever you can find your favorite podcasts.
Or check out our website at guyswithissues.com, where you can listen, find reading lists to follow along, and get to know us better.
Send us emails to longbox@guyswithissues.com and tell us your thoughts. Send us suggestions on what we should read next. We would love to hear from our listeners.
So really, this has turned into, you know, like Jason Statham made that movie where he had to like get electrocuted every once in a while.
Crank.
To keep his heart going or else he'd like explode and die.
He takes drugs and does coke.
So we have to keep
that's basically
feeding
what
him Green Lantern or Batman every now and again to keep him going.
That's the new challenge we're going to issue to the listeners is how can we keep juicing up Chris to stay on the podcast.
What? And that's going to be an aftercrack.
Oh, 100%.